Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold, participating in a DOS report on Carolina Gwen Dickey. Date of birth 1-18-1971. Date of procedure March 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for DO. Referring physician is Dr. Stephanie Antapara. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polytectomy, as well as cold snare polytectomy, as well as colonoscopy with hot snare polytectomy and cold biopsy polytectomy. Indication is history of duodenal nodule, common personal history of colon polyps, common family history of colon cancer. Mother in her 80s. Period. Description of procedure informed consent of pain. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as emergency oral experience. The patient period. The patient is about to endoscopy, so you place them in a referral position. Stage for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care for it. Well, lubricated lymphoid video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum stomach, G junction, esophagus period, erectile excuse obtained at the cardioperitoneal resection from the stomach before withdrawal of scope period. Patients then turn around in left lateral position period, a digital rectal exam is normal period, while they begin to lump sphere. Colonoscope is introduced to the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar or bacilli cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum and cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic cluster, genitals form, sonic cluster, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum period. The terminal ileum was intubated in rally period. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as A. For a total of 7. Common good prep period. Patient tolerated procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Next time, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Z-line was regular, 38 centimeters from the blood plaque. Next time, there was evidence of 4 gastric body polyps. Period 3 were approximately 8 millimeters in size and were with cold snare polypectomy in total, as well as one that was diminutive in size and were with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and cerebral H. pylori. And next time, there was no evidence of any duodenal nodule on this exam. And however, there was evidence of raised irregular mucosa that was noted in the junction between the duodenal sweep and D2. Common biopsies were obtained in this area extensively for histology. Next line. The duodenal bulb also had mildly irregular mucosa that was biopsied to evaluate for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there was evidence of an unremarkable terminal ileum for the last 5 centimeters. Next line, there was a approximately 12 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy piecemeal. This was at 30 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line, there was evidence of 3 diminutive rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy that were sessile paired. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion and non-bleeding. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PASS. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, if the pathology from the duodenal mucosa is abnormal, we'll likely need referral to care for BMR. Thank you.